and throws the whole thing out of whack for you. And I think there lies your answer.
So my thought that I still don't buy that it's Mac Jones at three, I should purge that from my thinking.
Well, I mean, I've been told by numerous people that it's Mac Jones.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
With the Major League Baseball season up and running, the odds to win the 2021 World Series still belong to the Los Angeles Dodgers on top at plus 325, while the Yankees are plus 650. San Diego plus 750, while the Chicago White Sox are at plus 1200. The Atlanta Braves, Houston Astros, and the New York Mets all in at plus 1400. Minnesota at plus 1800. St. Louis at 2200. The LA Angels and the Toronto Blue Jays both at 2500. Looking at the American League, odds to win, the Yankees on top at plus 275, White Sox plus 450, Astros plus 650, Twins at plus 800, Toronto plus 900, and the Angels plus 1400, along with the Tampa Bay Rays, the defending AL champions, also at 1400. The Dodgers favored to win the NL plus 175, San Diego plus 450, the Mets at plus 700, Braves at plus 750, St. Louis plus 1200, Phillies plus 1600, and the Reds plus 1800. With the Masters wrapping up this weekend at Augusta National. Time to look ahead to the May PGA Championship. Dustin Johnson, the favorite at plus 900. Justin Thomas is at plus 1,000. Bryson DeChambeau and John Rahm both at plus 1,200. Brooks Koepka plus 1,400. Rory McIlroy plus 1,600. Jordan Spieth plus 1,800. Along with Xander Schauffele also at plus 1,800. Colin Morikawa, the defending PGA champion, is at plus 2,800. Yama and Patrick Cantlay are both at plus 2,500. Looking ahead to June's U.S. Open, Dustin Johnson once again the favorite at plus 900, John Rahm at plus 1,100, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas both at plus 1,200 to win the Open, Brooks Koepka plus 1,400, and Jordan Spieth plus 1,600, with Rory McIlroy also at 1,600. NHL futures, odds to win the Stanley Cup, the Colorado Avalanche on top plus 450, Tampa Bay plus 700, Toronto Maple Leafs at plus 750, the Vegas Golden Knights at plus 800, the New York Islanders at plus 1,000. Carolina Hurricanes plus 1,200. Washington Capitals at plus 1,400. Boston Bruins at plus 1,600. Along with Florida and Pittsburgh, both of those teams also at plus 1,600. You can get the Minnesota Wild at plus 2,000. The NFL draft less than 3 weeks away. Who will be the first defensive player picked in the draft? Patrick Surtain at minus 130, while Micah Parsons is at plus 200. J.C. Horn plus 375. Who will be the second overall pick behind Trevor Lawrence? Zach Wilson minus 2,000. Justin Fields plus 850. Trey Lance at plus 1,600. Penny Sewell plus 2,200. Who will be the first offensive lineman picked in the draft? Penny Sewell, the leader, at minus 400. Rashawn Slater at plus 250. Who will be the first pick in the draft? Trevor Lawrence, easily the favorite, at minus 10,000. Zach Wilson plus 1,200. Justin Fields plus 2,000. Who will be the first running back to be taken in the draft? Najee Harris minus 170, Travis Etienne plus 165, Javonte Williams plus 500. What about the first wide receiver, Jamar Chase, who took a year off due to COVID, minus 500, Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner, plus 500, Jalen Waddle at 550. Even with the 17-game season, Kansas City still the favorite to win the Super Bowl at plus 550, Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 600 to repeat as champs, Green Bay plus 1200, LA Rams also plus 1,200. Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers both at plus 1,400. Baltimore and Cleveland both at plus 1,800. The Colts with new quarterback Carson Wentz at plus 2,000. Kansas City favored to win the AFC championship at plus 275. Tampa Bay the favorites to win the NFC title at plus 325.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Before you place your next bet, visit VSiN.com for all the latest data and powerful betting tools. Start with our live odds, team comparisons, and previews for every game on the schedule. Then dive deeper with live tracking of betting trends and line movements. And don't miss our unique tools, including odds comparisons from sportsbooks across the country, prop bet search engine, and custom parlay calculator. Everything you need to increase your betting knowledge and confidence is at your fingertips. Visit VSiN.com today.
Our VSiN experts live and breathe sports betting, and we've assembled the best team here in Las Vegas and from sportsbooks across the country to help you learn how to become a better handicapper. We go beyond picks and predictions to discuss the numbers and analysis that matter to sports bettors. We are always on for you with TV, radio, and digital coverage. Get everything we have to offer, including our upcoming bracket betting guides for under $50 from now through the College Hoops Finals. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up for this special offer today.
VSiN's The Pregame Show is live here from Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel and Casino. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday afternoon or perhaps the morning with us. I'm Adam Candy from right inside the sportsbook of the South Point. That's part of our betting across the Intermountain West, or betting across America, as I am joined by James Salinas from Denver, Colorado, as we get ready for the final day of the Masters 2021, as Hideki Matsuyama carries a four-shot lead over a host of golfers at 7-under going into the final round. We already have some of the trailing golfers on the course today, James, but of course we also have quite the slate of action across the board. Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, NASCAR going today as well. Plenty to keep up with. James, let me start with this for you on this Sunday. Where did your attention turn? Because this is one of those times on the sports calendar where you certainly could just sort of start taking your water gun and firing at everything that you have available on the card. But I know that you are a little more focused than that.
Well, and this is a little different for me, a different scenario. I've talked about it throughout the week on different shows with different folks. Like, golf is really, I've got a pretty wide lane when it comes to sports betting, but golf really hasn't been in part of that lane. However, we talked about it briefly yesterday. I did make one play. I played on Friday, and actually, when I got home last night, I saw that my bet is actually at the top of the leaderboard. So my focus today is actually going to be on the Masters in the final round. I've never had a point where I've actually been in a position where I've actually had, I don't bet much golf. I listen to our experts on this show and other shows that we've had as far as guests, et cetera. And, so I've got some questions going through this. And you know, when I did make the play, this is not a standard play for me. I'm honestly like a dime bettor. This is nowhere close to a dime. Let's say it's a tenth of that. So I have a dollar riding on Hideki Matsui at 14-1. So it's going to be interesting for me because I'll actually be tuned in for golf. I've got it up here right now, and I know we've got a little while before they actually get started. So yes, I am very focused on lots of other things, and I try to stay within my lane. But I'm actually looking forward to this, and I'm going to enjoy this fourth round of the Masters.
All right, James, so let's talk a little bit of strategy then, since you actually have the guy who is at the top of the board. You're holding 14-1 right now. As we look at the odds, he is -137. But some of the guys who are chasing are at some more attractive numbers. We have a couple of 10s on Justin Rose and Will Zalatoris. You have Mark Leishman at 12-1. You have Xander Schauffele at a much shorter number, +450. He obviously the highest ranked golfer of that pack that's chasing at 7. Will you be thinking of hedging depending on what Matsuyama's round starts looking like?
Well, let's talk about that two ways. Number one, for this one, no, because based on, and I don't want to like dismiss or make light of how much I have on this, because for me, it, being a dime player, the fact that I only have a dollar on it, it's not something where I'm looking at. It's the only bet that I've made within the tournament, so I'm not heavily vested in it, and I want to get some return back. So in that case, in this scenario here, I'm just going to let it ride. But let's say I had my standard kind of play. Let's say I had a dime on this, and I was looking at, all right, well, we're looking at a five-figure payday on this. Yeah, absolutely. I'd be trying to figure out how can I guarantee myself a profit today. But this is different. I'm used to doing these types of things in other sports. Let's say it's not football. It's not the Super Bowl, and I've got a 14-1 ticket on Tampa. And all right, well, now we got Kansas City, one opponent on the other side. I can take back, whether it's a money line play, whatever that looks like, and guarantee myself X amount of dollars as a profit that I'll feel comfortable with at a price point to say, yep, here's what I go, and I'm locked in for this game. This is different, Adam. I don't know what I would do if I was in, let's say that scenario existed here with the amount of buy-in that I had. What would you do here? Because it's not just one player. It's Matsuyama's ahead, but we've got four chasers right there sitting at four strokes back. So it's not as easy and simple, because it's not just one opponent that I'm going to have to deal with. I don't know what I would do. I don't know how I would go about hedging that. That's why I got to find out. What would you do in that situation? Do you let it? Do you do something before the round kicks off, or do you kind of have to see, because there are so many competitors that are lumped together right now that somebody's going to make a move, obviously. Do you kind of let some of the rounds play out and stay on with the live wagering options that are available, keep an eye on those numbers from hole to hole?
Well, I'll tell you what. A little later in our morning, we're going to be joined by Matt Eumanns, one of our golf experts here at VSiN. We're going to put this question to him once the round gets started and let him explain his theory on this. But I'll tell you, from my perspective, not right now. Because of the fact that you've got four guys chasing, because three of them are very evenly matched, and because Hideki Matsuyama made his charge yesterday doing something that he is not particularly known for. He putted the lights out of the ball yesterday, and it was after the rain and after the course slowed down. We don't know what those greens are going to look like today quite yet. Are they going to look like they did earlier on in the round? I should say earlier on in the tournament. If they do, then you might see a guy like Justin Rose, who performed very well under first day conditions, be able to make a move. But the thing is with those greens, it's not only that they slow down in terms of putting, it's also that they get a little bit easier to stick the ball on as well. Places on the green that earlier in the tournament were not holding balls on approach shots are places that definitely were later in the day. So overall, yeah, I would probably be waiting a little bit, seeing if one or two guys separate themselves from the pack in terms of chasing Matsuyama. The thing, of course, you know, your nightmare is you don't want to see Matsuyama give up a couple of shots early on here, have a big pack chasing him at 8 or 9, then you're trying to, you know, look and see, oh my gosh, how do I figure out what I'm going to do with all of these guys in contention? I'll tell you, for myself, looking at this board today and looking at those chasers, it was exactly that. It was the fact that there were so many guys involved that I chose not to get involved in anything with outrights today. I played some matchups on the day, and I'll tell you that Mark Leishman was the guy that I targeted for matchups today. If you look at the way Mark Leishman has played, there is not a single score on his card over 5. He has not had any sort of disaster holes in the Masters tournament this year. It has been a steady performance from him. And on Sunday at the Masters, when the nerves start to kick in, when we start to see guys have the kind of hole that Justin Thomas did yesterday at 13, where he puts up an 8 and takes himself out of the tournament, I'm looking for that steady hand. Mark Leishman was able to get at even money, plus 120 in a couple of matchups. He's matched up with Justin Rose in a lot of places. He's matched up with Matsuyama, and I'm not confident that Matsuyama can put together the kind of performance that he did yesterday, despite the fact that he's striking the ball extremely well right now. Asking anybody to go 65 again at the Masters on Sunday would be quite a feat. So that's the way that I'm approaching it. It'll be fun for us to watch it play out, and I, sir, am pulling for not only you, but I know our Jonathan Von Tobel has a Hideki Matsuyama bet as well, and we will see how those get going. 2:40 is the tee time, Eastern time, for Hideki Matsuyama. That's when the leaders will go off. He will play alongside Xander Schauffele, who had a great day playing alongside him yesterday. We saw dueling eagles from those guys within just a couple of minutes as Matsuyama grabbed the lead and then extended it by a couple of strokes with a fantastic back nine at Augusta yesterday. Huge card as well in Major League Baseball, James. And let's start with the games that will be getting going on the earlier side today. And we'll go with the Cubs and the Pirates from the top here. Trevor Williams taking on Brubaker for the Pirates. Looking here at the South Point at the Cubs as minus 131 favorites, plus 121 coming back on this game. That's being played at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Game is a 105 Eastern start, total of 8.5. And Williams, James, coming off having 5 no-hit innings in his opening start for the Cubs.
Well, and getting to back and facing his former teammates with the Pirates. So what does that mean coming back to the old stadium here? I think for most bettors, when we're looking at baseball, you're going to start with, let's look at the starting pitchers. What can we pull from any past results that they've had with not only maybe the opponent, but also we know lineups change. So those particular players that are slotted into that lineup for that day. And I think for me, it's tough when you see the other side with the Pirates. Now, we know both teams, with both the Pirates and the Cubs, neither team are hitting the baseball very well right now at all. The Pirates hitting .212 as a team. The Cubs sitting at .168 as a team. I don't know. Are they trotting out 9 pitchers every day to swing the bat? Sitting at .168, Adam? I mean, I know pitching's usually ahead of the hitting early in the season, but .168, that's rough. Neither the two teams have combined for 52 runs so far this season in a total of 16 games. So not a lot of firepower going on out there, but the Pirates were able to put up 8 runs yesterday. But what does that mean going into today facing Williams here? And then to me, the other side is looking at Brubaker. That's the starter for the Pirates. He's only had 51 innings in the big league, so not enough for me to start to get a sense of, that's nearly not nearly enough experience for me to be able to take away what he's been doing in his short time in the big leagues as far as experience goes. So I don't have a play with this. I don't know where to go with it. Usually when it's this early in the season, especially with teams like the Pirates that are going to be trotting out a lot of younger pitchers with not a lot of experience, it's really hard for me to feel like I have a solid read on where I want to actually invest in this game. So no investment for me today.
JT Brubaker, in his first start on Monday, went out and held the Reds to 1 run over the course of 6 innings. Red Sox taking on the Orioles. You have Nick Pivetta going against Jorge Lopez today for the Baltimore Orioles. Yesterday, I played first 5, fading Garrett Richards on the Orioles. Ended up pushing out of that at 2-2 at the end, but Red Sox end up getting the win. Nick Pivetta coming over from the Philadelphia Phillies. Had a nice solid start for the Red Sox in his first outing. 5 shutout innings against the Rays. Lopez really struggled with his control in his first game against the New York Yankees. Red Sox minus 143. Orioles coming back plus 133. Total 9.5.
Well, and somebody like Lopez's struggle with control. I mean, he got let go last year and got picked up. I mean, he was on waivers, and Baltimore needed somebody to plug in there over the shortened season of 2020. And getting a few starts, I don't know how many more starts he's going to get. The struggle with control, like you said, it's just he's really, to me, is a batting practice pitcher at best in the big leagues. So it's really just a filler starter for a Orioles team that's they feel like they've been in rebuild mode for quite a long time. Now the Red Sox get an opportunity to give some payback, right? They opened the season being swept in Fenway by the Orioles, and now they have the chance to do the same going into Camden Yards today. One concern with that Red Sox lineup, JD Martinez is going to be out. He is dealing with the COVID protocol, so he's going to be out of the lineup, I think, for 10 days at minimum. So won't be in there. Started off really hot, was hitting .433, had 9 extra base hits. So I just think here that it's really, there's only one side of this for me. I was trying to look at the first 5. Maybe it's a first 5 play here. But it's really more so the Red Sox. And I was trying to find a team total looking at them. I think they should be able to, even though with not having JD Martinez in the lineup today, I think they've finally been hitting the baseball, right? 1-5 straight here, feeling better about themselves. Got away from Fenway to come back to Baltimore to repay the favor. I think they probably make the sweep today. So I'd be looking at Red Sox or nothing, and probably more so team total over for the Bo Sox today, or the Red Sox today.
James, we're going to jump over to the NBA for just a moment. We're going to come back to Major League Baseball because we have a bunch of early starts. But key move in the Atlanta game today, as the Hawks are going to be without both Trae Young and Danilo Gallinari. That was a late announcement here, as the Hawks, at the moment that we originally had this, were laying 3 on the road at the Hornets. I want to double check and see where that number is at the moment, because obviously the Hawks are going to be severely shorthanded today, and we see that this line is actually flipped all the way through in most places to the Hornets laying 3. What do you think about the move here with Trae Young out?
And it makes sense. It's Hornets are 2.5 out here in Colorado. And Adam, it's not just Trae Young. And yeah, he had a huge night the other night, put in 42 points, I believe, and that shootout with LaVine with the Bulls. But I think here, looking, Collins has been out for a few games. Gallinari, like you said, DeAndre Hunter came back from knee surgery. He's been in and out of the lineup. He's not playing today. Cam Reddish is out again today, as is Tony Snell. So you're looking at basically half the roster is not going to dress. How does that stand when you're going to have to go in and face a Hornets team that they've been banged up too, missing a number of players with Ball and Monk in the backcourt. They've been out, as well as of Gordon in the front court's been missing for a while too. But they've been competing, right? They took on the Hornets. We're waiting for the Bucks. Bucks have been playing a really tough schedule. They were jumped all over the Bucks from start to finish on Friday night. Now the Bucks are very shorthanded, but so are the Hornets. But they're still getting out there and they're competing. We're seeing some of these teams, Adam, that feel like they're looking for a hug and feeling sorry for themselves based on all the injuries. Teams like the Hornets here, still a lot of young players and they're playing hard. And I think that's the one thing we're seeing from Charlotte, regardless of what their injury situation has been. The team is competing each and every night. So, yeah, big line move to flip now with the Hornets laying 2.5 here. I like the Hornets to begin with, even if Trae Young was playing. Yeah, getting the number I was looking at, money line for the Hornets. Now laying 2.5, I still recommend the Hornets in this situation with the Hawks. They're just going to be decimated as far as their roster and who's available to play today.
These have been a couple of profitable teams throughout the year. Both of them are positive value against the number on the season, and they are battling for position in the Eastern Conference. Both of these teams are in the midst of the pack chasing the playoffs in the East. Hawks 28-25 straight up, Hornets 27-24. The line has moved, as we mentioned, from Hawks laying 3. James is seeing 2.5 in Colorado. We're seeing 3 here at the South Point in Las Vegas in favor of the Hornets. Your total is 214. That game tips off in just about 45 minutes. Well, the Masters is underway in the final round. We have more Major League Baseball first pitches coming up in the next hour, and we're going to talk about those right here on Betting Across America from Las Vegas and Denver. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your betting IQ on every sport. We have experts in baseball, hockey, golf, basketball, NASCAR, and horse racing. Turn this offseason into a winning season and start your free trial today at VSiN.com/subscribe. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The VSiN experts live and breathe sports betting, and we've assembled the best team here in Vegas, the gambling capital of the world. Our unique approach helps you learn how to become a better handicapper. We go beyond picks and predictions to discuss the numbers and analysis that matter to sports bettors. The action never stops, and we are always on for you with TV, radio, and digital coverage. Invest in your sports betting success. Visit VSiN.com to learn more.
Before you place your next bet, visit VSiN.com for all the latest data and powerful betting tools. Start with our live odds, team comparisons, and previews for every game on the schedule. Then dive deeper with live tracking of betting trends and line movements. And don't miss our unique tools, including odds comparisons from sportsbooks across the country, prop bet search engine, and custom parlay calculator. Everything you need to increase your betting knowledge and confidence is at your fingertips. Visit VSiN.com today.
If you didn't catch VSiN last week, here's some of what you missed.
Patrick, what did he do? It really has bothered Berman tremendously. He did something to his driver. He took away the loft completely.
So basically, he's hitting worm burners that are like 2 inches off. He's hitting missiles. So he has no loft. It's like 4-point. Golfer geeks would know exactly what I'm talking about. He tries to circumvent, though. It's, you know, I compare him to Trevor Bauer in baseball, who's having his baseball. I'm sure you saw this. It's being tested to see if he doctored the baseball in his last outing. DeChambeau and Bauer remind me of the same. They're always looking for an edge. They're always tinkering. They're mad scientists. And yeah, so he completely eliminated, I think, the loft on his driver, which purists have an issue with, but I believe within the regulations, obviously, he's using it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just if you can tinker with your equipment, I mean, there's no other sport you can tinker with your equipment, right? You know, can you tinker with a bowling ball if you were on the lanes there? Can you do that? I don't think you can. Can you?
Are you a good bowler?
I'm just asking. No, I know Millie's a good bowler, but I'm not. I'm not. You know, she even got the perfect form going down the lane. She can kick her leg right back. It's perfect. Yeah.
She got the spin coming in too.
Got the spin. Yeah, she got it. Yeah, she got it. I think it's in her dad was a good bowler. I think it's in the genes.
Welcome back into the pregame show from VSiN here in Las Vegas. I'm Adam Candy, joined by James Salinas from Denver. Producer JJ Leonard, it might be early here in Las Vegas, but he is on his toes as I started calling this show by a different name. But James, that's the one we do in about a half hour. We'll get to betting across America. We're not quite there yet. Right now, we're just doing the pregame show. And I want to shout out one of our listeners. On Twitter, he is Will663-93079. Go ahead and cash your card if you had all those numbers on yours. But Will DM me to say that JD Martinez is back in the lineup. And I just double checked that. JD Martinez is back in the lineup today for the Red Sox. So, James, you were saying Red Sox team total in the first place, and that might be even more reason to go with the Red Sox team total.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, they're with Martinez back in the lineup. I liked him without the lineup more so because of who they're going against with Lopez. I think it's BP for them, especially in Camden Yards. So, yeah, looking at that team total, I'll dig around for that one. That's the one thing where I have so many sites, and I apologize, folks. There's so many things to scroll through when I'm bouncing through, especially when I guess it's a good thing. It's a bettor's market, especially out here in Colorado. There's so many options to play, so many books to choose from. But then we get rapid fire here, and I'm trying to find that team total. But whatever team total price point that you're looking at, as far as the Red Sox are concerned, I like it. I here it is right here. It's 4.5. You're laying $1.40 on it to say 4.5. Runs over. Actually, you can get plus $1.15 at 5.5 on BetMGM right now. I could recommend that too, and you get a better price point at 5.5. I think they're going to be able to not Rodriguez around today.
The ball flies at Camden Yards.
Yes.
Yeah, the ball absolutely flies at that ballpark, and you're also dealing with a Baltimore bullpen that could best be described as generous. Let's talk about another batting practice situation potentially, and that's what it's been all year long down in Dunedin for the Toronto, don't call them Toronto, Blue Jays, as Alex Cobb and Tanner Roark, a matchup that would have been great 5 years ago, go at it for the Angels and the Blue Jays. This was another game that we talked about as an over a 10.5 yesterday, James. That soared over the total. Angels minus 116, Blue Jays plus 106, but the guys behind the counter are starting to adjust here. That total is up to 11, although it is juiced to the under here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, and it went way over thanks to the Blue Jays. They finally got the bats out yesterday and hammered the baseball. 15 runs yesterday, and some of them were courtesy. I think the Angels must have left their gloves at the beach. They had 3 errors in that game, so got to expect a better game defensively coming from the Angels. But the one point, one of the first things we talked about, looking at starting pitchers, obviously, and getting some background on what that looks like for that particular matchup based on past experience as well as who they've faced and any success or success with the batters and or the pitchers in that scenario. Here, I also look at the weather, and I think we've talked about that down there with the new park that they're playing in and also being in Tampa down there in the spring. Lots of thunderstorms, and that's where I saw first thing that jumped out to me was big, severe thunderstorm watch through most of the afternoon down there in Tampa for the Toronto Blue Jays. And anytime I see something like that, especially if you're banking on listed pitchers here, now I don't care for either of these pitchers going into this matchup, but if you're listing pitchers as opposed to listing action and making an action bet, that's where if you've like a starter and you know if there's a weather delay, if they do get the game started because there were some issues with weather there yesterday, let's say the game gets started, that severe thunderstorm does roll in and who knows how long that pause is for, now your starter may not come back into that game. Just has too much of a variance, too much of an influence potentially of an impact with the weather coming in. So when I see things like that, I typically stay away and I'll watch the game to see if I want to do an in-game play, but I won't bet it before it starts.
Indians taking on the Tigers. This is a pitching matchup that you probably have to be a pretty big baseball fan to have an idea of what's going on here as you are looking at Logan Allen and Jose Ureña going today. The Indians -168, Tigers +153, total 9.5.
Yeah, I mean, Allen is going to take advantage. He's the only lefty in the rotation. He's going to take, I think he's trying to take full advantage of having the opportunity to be a starter as opposed to being a reliever coming out of the pen. In this case here, I think the Tigers, we saw that early in this last weekend, were able to take on the Tribe and win a couple games there and hit the baseball a bit. They have definitely regressed here, but with Ureña coming over from the Marlins, new digs, new ballpark, new league. I don't know how he's going to match up with this light-hitting Indians team, although they did hit the baseball pretty well last night. I would tend to lean probably towards the Indians here for a first five, maybe the run line at a half a run first five, laying $1.20 as opposed to $1.60 for the full. But in this case here, I think with this pitching matchup, I'll probably just lay off.
The pregame show on VSiN comes back.
Did you miss a VSiN show? We have multiple daily and weekly podcasts to keep you up to date on all the latest sports betting action. VSiN Best Bets bringing you the highlights from our daily lineup of shows, including Follow the Money and A Numbers Game. Market Insights with Josh Applebaum gets you ready with the latest lines and action. Beating the Book with Gail Alexander provides the insider view on analytics-based betting strategy from professional bettors, handicappers, and sportsbook operators. Visit VSiN.com/podcast today to find all of our podcast options.
Every day brings another opportunity to improve your sports betting knowledge, and the VSiN experts are working around the clock to give you the betting edge. Subscribe today to gain access to the full betting experience of our team of professional bettors, expert guests, and sportsbook insiders. Get the data and analysis you need to improve your sports betting IQ. Start your free trial today at vsin.com/subscribe. and take your sports betting game to the next level.
Check out the VSiN store for the latest and greatest in sports betting fashion. We have more than 40 shirt designs, including our most popular one. Cash and tickets is what it's all about. You'll find VSiN shirts and hats for any occasion, and they're all made to order, so you can find the right design, color, and size perfect just for you. You'll find VSiN hats and even VSiN coffee mugs all in our online store. Just go to VSiN.com/store and order now. That's VSiN.com/store.
If you didn't catch VSiN last week, here's some of what you missed.
You've been really good at handicapping the NBA this season, but there's a bartender at the South Point who might be able to help you out a little bit with your capping. I know she could help me out. She could help others out who need some help betting the association. Okay. Quick story for you about Wantana, a bartender down here by the Grandview Lounge. Yeah. Last week, there's a photo of her. She bet a six-team NBA parlay for $60 and hit it. Six for six, Vinny. Six for six for $60. What's that payoff? What's a six-team par? $2,400?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. $2,400. She said she was very humble about it. Said, you know, I don't know how I picked the teams. I just put the six in and hit it. So then she went back the next day, put another six-teamer in, went 5-1, and then went and put another six-teamer in the day after that and went 5-1. 16-2. Wow. Picking point spread winners in the association. Are you impressed?
I'm impressed, and I'm also a little angry that you would bring this up, because now I'm probably out of a job at some point. I think I know that they're probably sniffing around for another senior NBA analyst, so I think this is not really beneficial for me at this point.
She's not an analyst. She's a VP.
She might get her own NBA show and podcast here at VSIN.
The spring sports betting action is just getting started. Our VSIN experts are covering early season baseball trends, NHL and NBA playoff races. Plus, we're looking at all the key picks and predictions for the NFL draft. We give you all the tools to make the most of every bet, including our 24/7 video, odds and analysis for every game on VSIN.com, our daily members-only best bet email, in-depth coverage of every major event, and Point Spread Weekly. The weather and the betting action heating up. Now is the time to sign up for your VSIN 10-day free trial at VSIN.com/subscribe. And if you're joining us at VSIN.com right now, we appreciate your time. I'm Adam Candy, joined by James Salinas here on the pregame show. A couple more Major League Baseball starts getting going at 1 o'clock Eastern that we want to make sure we get to before we go farther. And the New York baseball teams, James, are trying to find some runs. And right now, it's like someone left those Easter eggs from last week hidden up in a tree or something like that, because neither of these teams seems to be able to hit the baseball. Once again, the Mets do not show up for Jacob DeGrom. He pitches a fantastic game yesterday and loses to the Marlins, and the Yankees were shut out in Tampa. We go at it again today with the Marlins and the Mets. It will be John Curtis as an opener for the Marlins against Marcus Stroman for the Mets. Mets all the way out to $2 favorites, plus 180 coming back on the Marlins, total of 8.
Yeah, I guess I was looking for that earlier, and it was undecided. So who was going to be the starter? Looking at John Curtis, I'm pulling him up here. Big kid, 6'5", 220. But he's bounced around, he's been with the Twins back in 17 and 18, the Angels in 19, Tampa last year in the shortened season, and now picked up with the Marlins this season. So, and with all of that said and all these different ball clubs, he's been with more ball clubs than it seems like he's actually had innings pitched in the bigs. He's got 45 innings pitched total. So what are we going to see from this guy here? This is probably now where the Mets will, maybe the Mets feel pressure. I think for both of those teams, right, in New York, and the amount of money that gets spent on both those rosters, huge high payrolls, lots of big moves, especially with the Mets making the moves that they did in the offseason. With expectations comes pressure, and I think anytime, especially we saw that with DeGrom, it's been part of his career there with the Mets where he doesn't get any run support, and obviously nothing yesterday. This is probably the game where they go and put a four spot up in the first inning against this John Curtis kid and go away and put 7, 8, 9 runs up on the board and kind of figure, well, where was that for DeGrom yesterday? But anyhow, those are kind of things, again, that I look at, Adam, where it's just how long is he going to go? Is he going to go one time through the order? Is he going to pitch one inning, two innings here as far as Curtis is concerned? It's too big a price point for me here with Marcus Stroman on the mound laying $2 with the Mets, but this is probably where the Mets get themselves right to go hit the baseball. Pressure off, not having to let DeGrom have to do all the work here. But at that big price point, I can't recommend the Marlins. I think the Marlins did their job yesterday and also had Rogers that was throwing a gem as well. So no play for me here with this game.
Yeah, plus 230 on the Marlins in a lot of spots yesterday, and that was a big cash for even some folks right here in the studio. Mm-hmm. So looking at John Curtis going 2-3 innings today for the Marlins, so likely just one turn through before Don Mattingly goes and empties out the bullpen. For the Yankees and the Rays, it'll be Jordan Montgomery going for the Yankees, and this is an interesting one. Former big-time prospect Brent Honeywell will come back to the
Rays and pitch in the major leagues. This will be his first time since 2017 getting on the mound against another team. Yankees minus 142, Rays plus 132. Pregame total of 9 down on the turf in Tampa. DJ LeMahieu is out of the lineup today for the New York Yankees as they get him some rest down on the turf in Tampa.
Well, anytime it seems like the Tampa Bay Rays need to get themselves right, they always welcome a series against the Yankees and go for that sweep today. And I think here, potentially, I mean, that's the hard part. Again, here we're talking about another pitcher you talked about. We haven't seen him pitch in the bigs with Brent Honeywell. What are we going to expect? How many times does he go through? Does he go through one time through the order? What is that going to look like for the Rays? It'll be a bullpen day again for them. But they had a dip into the bullpen early yesterday when Archer went down. Something with his forearm, he's going to go on the DL for a bit. So they had to dip into their bullpen early too. I think here, even though the Yankees are struggling to hit the baseball, like you said, it's just their approach at the plate. It's everything, regardless of what the count is, they are swinging for the fences outside of LeMahieu, who you said is not going to be in the lineup. He seems to be the only guy on that lineup that actually goes with the pitch and actually can hit the baseball for average. They've scored 30 runs this season, have the Yankees. So, and it's not like outside of the opening day against the Jays when they face Ryu, it's not like they've been facing a lot of quality starters early in the season either, to only manage 30 runs, striking out and swinging too much, I think, and really chasing a lot of bad pitches. That's what Archer does and was able to fool a lot of them on that slider that he likes to throw here. But what are we going to see out of Honeywell in this bullpen? Maybe this is the play here where, even though we know the ball doesn't carry at the Trop, sitting there at that total, sitting at 9, maybe probably the only play I would be looking at. I'm not going to back the Yankees here, but probably if I was going to play it, I'd be looking at the over in this contest.
Only place I would consider going in this one might be a Yankees first five, because Jordan Montgomery has been throwing the ball about as well as we've ever seen. He's now about a year and a half removed from Tommy John surgery. His fastball's ticking up. The Yankees brass loves the command he has right now. But that being said, Tampa is a house of horrors for the New York Yankees. That is their worst road record in the past 5 years against anyone is in Tampa, so I would be hesitant on that one for sure. Some of the chasers in Augusta are on the course here, and I'm giving you these numbers not because I think any of these golfers have a chance of going and winning the tournament, but if you have top 20s, if you have top 30s on some of these guys, you might be interested in how they're performing thus far. John Rahm, who started the day at even par, is out on the course. He's birdied one. Patrick Reed about to get underway as well. Ian Poulter has pulled it back from three over to even par. Colin Morikawa is even. Tommy Fleetwood is even. So some guys that I know you might have had some action on are back out there. The leader, Hideki Matsuyama, along with Xander Schauffele, those guys will not tee off until 2:40 Eastern time, and you'll see the group chasing getting going every 10 minutes. Prior to that, you've got Will Zalatoris, Mark Leishman, Justin Rose, who was your first and second round leader, as well as Xander Schauffele. All of them are chasing Hideki Matsuyama from 7-under, a 4-shot lead for Matsuyama after he scorched Augusta National yesterday on the back nine. And I will throw the cliche at everyone, because the Masters is a course that does this. Doesn't really start until the back nine on Sunday at the Masters. It's not quite Jim Nantz, but it's the best I can do. When we come back, I want to talk to James about the hometown Nuggets. They are laying 7 today against the moribund Boston Celtics. What do we think about that? It's coming up on the pregame show here from VSiN.
The spring sports calendar is packed, and our VSiN experts are on top of all the betting action. We're looking at early season baseball trends, what teams are peaking and tanking heading into the NBA and NHL playoffs, plus keeping an eye on all of the top NFL draft prospects. Cashing tickets is our goal, no matter what sport or season, and this spring you can count on the VSiN experts to stay on top of every angle. Start your free trial today at VSiN.com/subscribe and put our team to work for you. If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, Think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your betting IQ on every sport. We have experts in baseball, hockey, golf, basketball, NASCAR, and horse racing. Turn this offseason into a winning season and start your free trial today at vsin.com/subscribe.
If you didn't catch VSiN last week, here's some of what you missed.
James Harden hamstring injury means that he will miss 10 days. 10 days of basketball, less than a handful of games, but still some games that he will miss. And I thought to myself, I was like, okay, does this mean that his MVP candidacy, I won't say it's on life support, but it does take a little hit for a guy that, you know, the detractors have come up with reasons to say why they don't want to vote for him. How do you feel about his absence here through the lens of your own James Harden MVP ticket?
Yeah, like if it's not, to keep it going, right, if it's not on life support, it's definitely like a code, and they're calling all the nurses in because the machines are beeping and they're trying to figure out what's going on with them at this point. So, like, it's completely reasonable at this point, you know, to think that it's all but done, because there's a couple of things, right? You know, as much as I love James Harden Gill and as much as I've been pushing for this, you know, I realized that there was a gap, however you wanted to argue, between him and Jokic. There was that gap that he still had to make up throughout the rest of the season. An injury just can't happen if that's going to be, you know, if you're catching up, you can't miss time. The other thing that doesn't help at all is Joel Embiid's return. You know, yesterday he comes back, he scores over 30. He has, I think, was it 20,322 free throw attempts against the Boston Celtics yesterday, just completely annihilates them. Yeah. You know, and that's the other thing that doesn't really help. It's that the pack is getting healthier, that a guy like Embiid is back.
Tomorrow, VSiN brings you the English Premier League betcast for the derby match between Brighton and Everton at 3:15 p.m. Eastern. It's presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. We'll get to Brett's sportsbook later. VSiN EPL betcast is the best way to keep up with the soccer betting action live during the matches. Join Nigel Seeley and Harry Simeu as they talk betting during the biggest match of the weekend. If you're new to in-play soccer betting, they'll show you the ropes and the smart plays of the day. That's VSiN.com/EPL to tune in at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Monday afternoon. That's VSIN/EPL. Welcome back to the pregame show from VSiN here at the South Point Sportsbook in Las Vegas. I'm Adam Candy. In Denver, Colorado, James Salinas joins in to talk about the hometown Nuggets. James, I know you and I are not always huge fans of laying big numbers with favorites. Then again, I have also had the privilege of watching the Boston Celtics all week, and boy, has it been ugly for this Celtics team. Evan Fournier will be out today. Tatum and Brown, both questionable. Murray questionable for the Nuggets. Nuggets laying 7, total 221. And a half. This has been a different Denver Nuggets team since the acquisition of Aaron Gordon. They seem to be playing some of their best basketball of the year, James.
Yeah, they haven't lost. They've won 8 straight, I think 7 since Gordon came over. They've actually won 17 out of the last 20. So Denver offensively, they've had to adjust with some moves that were made in the offseason from last year's bubble run that they did in the playoffs. And it's taken them a while. Jamal Murray was really banged up early in the season with a litany of different injuries. He's not going to play again. He's been out the last few games, I think, with a knee injury. He probably won't play again today. But as far as offensively, I think that's just – It starts right there with Nikola Jokic. I mean, ultimately, he's a point center is what he is. Everything facilitates through him, and he's one that had really a tremendous acumen to see the floor, great instincts as a passer, wants to pass first. He's not looking to get his touches to put the ball in the basket. It all comes down to matchups for him, whether he wants to be the scorer, does he want to be the facilitator. He's going to do whatever he needs to do to help his team win and compete, and it all facilitates through Jokic. Jokic a spectacular season so far this year. He's the front runner now for MVP. The whole different discussion there. But ultimately, yeah, as far as most valuable player, for sure, for this Nuggets team. And how they're playing is, how is the matchup going to look like against the Celtics? Now, talked about some of the injuries with Brown potentially not playing, Jason Tatum being sick, probably sick from, you know, he's put in 53 points in that game against the Wolves, but probably sick from the lack of defense that the Celtics played in that game. They gave up, and I know it was an overtime game, but what was it, 136 points to the T-Wolves in that game? That should have been a game they went handily, and no, it had to go to overtime, and because they didn't show up in the first quarter, gave up 39 points in that first quarter. I don't know, Adam. I think this Boston team has just felt like we saw it in the bubble last year in the playoffs, and really how Miami was really able to take them apart with that zone and no adjustments made from the Celtics against that Miami zone. So if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. Keep working at it. They never adjusted. It felt like there was this dysfunction that carried over into this season here. Talk about what's going to happen with the coaching situation. A lot of things swirling around. Interesting trade moves that I didn't really understand what that looked like for the Celtics either. Here, I don't know who matches up. Who matches up today with Jokic? Robert Williams? I mean, is Williams going to get in there and bang with him? There's no bigs. I'm not sure what that's going to look like. I think Jokic has a big day. I was looking at the props. The only concern I have with the props, Adam, is what if the Nuggets do run away with this game and you start to limit some minutes out there? So that would be my only concern here. I was looking at the Nuggets in the first half and the game. I think the Nuggets come ready to play. It's an early start today. We've seen some really late starts here. We've had some 8 o'clock starts. We had that 8 o'clock start on Easter Sunday. Was it last weekend? Yeah, 8 o'clock start that night. I think this is an early start day. It's a nice weather day. They'll be inspired to get out there and play, because the last piece here, Adam, too, is they got worked about 2 months ago in Boston, and it was a chippy game. The Nuggets had just come off a big Sunday night win over the Lakers, a full rostered Lakers at that time. They went in and did not perform well against Boston. It was kind of a chippy game. I think the Nuggets remember that game. They're going to come out with the intensity and the energy today, maybe a redemption spot as well. But a team that's rolling the way that they are, 3.5 in the first half for the Nuggets, laying the 7 for the full game. I like both.
I'm with you on that. The Denver Nuggets are playing significantly better basketball than Boston. Don't be fooled by the fact that Boston is 6-4 straight up in its last 10. You have to look at who they've played during that time. Their wins have come against the Knicks, okay, that's not bad, but then you look and see they've beaten a shorthanded Hornets team, the Rockets, the Thunder. It has not been a good run. And that game, if you were watching that game against the Timberwolves the other night, they were down 20 for the first three quarters of that game before making a big run against the T-Wolves. They also had gone under 7 consecutive games prior to that. Obviously, keep an eye on the injury report, but even if Brown and Tatum end up in this game, maybe the number shortens up to 6 or so. Then if you want to wait and grab that, go for it. But if they're out, then obviously it'll move the other direction a bit. But I'm with you, James. I like that for the Denver Nuggets quite a bit. That game, as you mentioned, is a 3:10 p.m. Eastern start. So not a lot of time to get your action in on that game. Milwaukee will visit Orlando this evening. The Orlando Magic have definitely gone toward the tanky side of things here. Milwaukee will likely be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. We're not 100% sure, but he is listed as doubtful with that lingering knee issue on the injury report. And there are a number of Bucks players who are on the injury report, even though they're listed as probable, most notably including Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. So got to see what you're getting out of the Bucks. They are laying 8.5 in Orlando with a total of 224.5.
Well, and the Bucks' schedule has been brutal. And we were on this on Friday's show, looking at Charlotte to take that first half. That was with questionable whether who was going to play and who was going to start for the Bucks. And ultimately, Charlotte was ready to play. And they led basically wire to wire in that game in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee had just come off, a 7-game road trip, back-to-back after the loss at Dallas, come home to play Charlotte, had no energy or effort there. Charlotte jumped all over them. Now the Bucks are back on the road for the next three, starting with open gym time tonight, right down in Orlando with the tanky magic. We talked about that yesterday. All these games that are just feel like it's just open gym, trying to figure out who's hanging out on the sideline, pick five guys and get out on the floor. And that's what the Magic are right now. But with the Bucks, yeah, I'm just looking at this list of injuries for them. Game time decisions, not only with Giannis, but DiVincenzo, Drew Holiday, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. I mean, it's a long list here. So it's just the game. It's just too hard. If you really want to play this game and get engaged with it, I'm not going to. But if you did, you got to make sure who's going to be out on the floor. And the one thing that we talked about too yesterday that we've seen is when we know some of these teams, even though they may not have the full talent roster out there, but you know these teams are not, they're looking ahead to next season. A lot of times there's not a lot of defense. There's not a lot of defense to be played in this league nowadays anyhow, Adam, but especially at this time of the season, as the season's winding down, you know, you're playing in a place like Orlando, nice beach. Some of these guys would rather sitting on the beach earning 20%, right? Well, let's get out here and just run and play some fun, pad our stats. These games tend to go over, so that'd probably be the only way that I'd be looking at. I'd be looking at the total, and I can't make recommendations for unders in any of these matchups.
It's total or pass in this game. And we've seen it move up by a couple of points from 222.5 to 224.5. Let's talk total in another game, because this is one I actually did play the total on. New Orleans is visiting Cleveland, and the Pelicans are laying 6.5. Total here at the South Point is 228. And this, to me, was a situation where I'm willing to look at a small sample size because this is the NBA. If you look at the last 10 games, the Cleveland Cavaliers are near the bottom of the league in offensive rating. But if you look at the last 5 games, the Cleveland Cavaliers, against some teams that don't play a lot of defense, have been putting the ball in the hole. I actually got 227, played the over in this one, based on the fact that the Cavaliers are playing better on the offensive end. And of course, on the other side, you've got the no defense Pelicans. So this game in particular is probably one. Keep an eye on the injury report as well, because we don't have full information for the Cleveland Cavaliers yet. But James, what do you think about the Cavs and the Pelicans?
Yeah, I looked at this one too. We talked about that with open run last night in Cleveland, right? They gave it to the depleted Raptors team. That kind of fits what we were just talking about. Raptors, we know all the COVID issues, the injuries, suspensions, all these different things that they've been suffering through. Very devoid of talent from the original roster. They put up 250 points collectively, and the Cavs got blown out at home by 20. So, yeah, there's no defense to be played. The Cavs run absolutely nothing. Basically, it's one guy running around setting ball screens. That used to be Jared Allen. Now he's not even in the lineup. So they just spread the floor, chuck the ball. This is totally open run night tonight in Cleveland again. And against the Pelicans team, I had highlighted this earlier this morning when I looked at it. It was 226 over that I highlighted in green. Now, like you said, this has continued to tick up, 227.5 juice to the over. I totally get the line move as to where it's going, because neither of these teams play defense. The only concern I have is with the Cavs. They run absolutely nothing on offense. It is flat out five guys out there. Just give me my touches and do my thing. So not a lot of team basketball going on for that team. So maybe, if anything, I might look at team total for the Pelicans, because I think they're going to be able to score at will against this Cavs team that has no interest in. They're looking to just finish out this season and go home.
About a minute left here, James. Toronto and New York, Knicks laying 3, 216. Any interest?
I mean, that line has moved, actually, right? It was you're talking
1.5 on the Knicks originally.
Right. Yeah. I mean, who's available for the Raptors? I think that's the one thing. Now they're coming off that late night game in Cleveland. Who's available for them? I mean, they shot 61%. Last night from the floor, everything was an open look against the Cavs. Not going to get that against the Knicks. We know if there's one thing the Knicks can do, there's actually one team that does try to play defense night in and night out. It is the New York Knicks. Maybe I might back the Knicks here, just wondering what the Raptors are after last night's game, who's going to be available. That's probably the bigger key. But Knicks at home in this spot, yeah, maybe I'd lean towards the Knicks here, but probably not a play.
Good comeback for the Knicks on Friday night. Down double digits to the Grizzlies for most of the game. End up winning it in overtime. RJ Barrett continues to show out well for New York. Well, if we didn't bore you too much yet, you could probably stay with us here. We got another 2 hours here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the sports betting network, is covering soccer every weekend of the EPL season and betting on it during play.
You can bet minus 420, he scores, 270, he misses.
This is Harry Simeu. Join me and Nigel Seeley for the only broadcast of its kind.
This is an absolute disaster for bettors and an absolute delight for the bookies.
Well, they've got to score it first, Nigel. Don't forget this.
As I say, if this goes in.
For more information, visit VSiN.com/EPL.
I think you can go and cash that ticket.
This is VSiN, the sports betting network. The VSiN experts live and breathe sports betting, and we've assembled the best team here in Vegas, the gambling capital of the world. Our unique approach helps you learn how to become a better handicapper. We go beyond picks and predictions to discuss the numbers and analysis that matter to sports bettors. The action never stops, and we are always on for you with TV, radio, and digital coverage. Invest in your sports betting success. Visit VSiN.com to learn more.
New to VSiN? The best way to learn more about sports betting and how VSiN can help you is to sign up for our free daily email. You'll receive an email every morning with show highlights and expert insights. Sign up for free today at VSiN.com/email. That's VSIN.com/email.
If you didn't catch VSiN last week, here's some of what you missed.
Why would Kyle Shanahan give up two first-round picks to get Mac Jones at three when he probably could have gotten Mac